Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschoolofthepropheticom to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday interfaith service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday service for September 4th, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry. Now, I'm going to recite love verses from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for the divine grace to shed the benevolent rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
You're muted, Reverend Douglas.
Thank you very much. A prayer of blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. A blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Congregation's response to the clergy. Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the ministries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're still muted, Reverend?
Now, Linda, play the hymn now, I guess.
The Lord's Prayer.
Oh, sorry.
I invite all of you here to mute yourselves and recite the Lord's Prayer along with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Heavenly Father, the Alpha and Omega, the eternal light that guides us, we come before you today to seek wisdom and understanding. Open our minds and hearts to the universal truths that transcend time and space, that we may find unity in diversity and enlightenment, and in your holy words. Hallelujah. Amen. Is a beautiful hymn. Welcome to the service today, my friends. May God bless us and keep us safe. May our minds be open and our hearts be open to an all-inclusionary mission. Many Mansions Spiritual Center, Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry is dedicated as an all-inclusive ministry, international and worldwide. It is part of my calling to fulfill the divine that has guided me and given me the light to see by in this great mission. All of us here today are part of that mission. The sermon today is the universal wisdom of righteous living from the prophet Zoroaster to Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Today, my brothers and sisters, we embark on a journey through time and spiritual landscapes, from ancient Persia to the lands walked by Jesus the Christ. The focus of our exploration in this triad of virtues championed by the prophet Zoroaster is good thoughts, good words, good deeds. And we should find this wisdom resonates deeply with the teachings of Yeshua in the King James Version of the Bible. Zoroaster's ancient wisdom was a threefold path. Zoroaster, or Zarathustra, was the founder of Zoroasterism. It provided humanity with a simple yet profound formula back in those ancient times for living a righteous life. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. Good thoughts. Zoroaster taught that righteousness begins in the mind. And what did Jesus say in Matthew 5:28? Quote, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh upon a woman and to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." For both Zoroaster and Jesus, the battleground for righteousness is first and foremost in our thoughts. Good words, according to Zoroaster, the words we utter can either build or destroy. Now consider that Jesus told us in Matthew 12:36-17, "But I say unto you that every idle word that you shall speak, they shall give account therefore in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." In modern metaphysical terms, that is called karma. It's also sin in other virtues or teachings. But the third of the triad is good deeds. The final tenet, good deeds, is where thoughts and words manifest into action. Reflection on Yeshua's words in Matthew 7:21. "Now everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but that he doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." The synergy of the wisdom, this remarkable similarity between Zoroaster's teachings of long ago and those of Jesus, underlies the universal nature of truth. In Galatians 5:22-23, Paul outlines the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Whether guided by wisdom of Zoroaster or the teachings of Jesus, a life lived in alignment with these virtues is a life lived in harmony with the divine. Conscious choices and mindfulness. If there's one word to hold dear in your quest to embody this threefold path, it is mindfulness. The hurried pace of modern life can distract us, causing us to stray from our spiritual path. Therefore, mindfulness becomes our compass. It points us towards righteous living. Thoughts, the seabed of reality. Zoroaster advises us to begin with good thoughts. This might appear easy, but in a world overflowing with external stimuli, manifesting a structure, a sanctuary of positive thought can be a challenge. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. An action to take is to dedicate the first few minutes of your day to positive affirmations and prayers. This need to be a simple process. It doesn't have to be long and enduring. But let this be your spiritual shield as you go about your day. This is the way. Words are the conduit of the inner reality. Once our thoughts are oriented towards goodness, it becomes easier for our words to follow suit. But let us not underestimate the power of the spoken word. As James 3, verse 5 and 6 says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a life kindled with little fire. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity can start a disaster. The action to take is to practice the art of conscious speaking. That means before uttering words, especially in moments of emotion or stress, ask yourself, are these words true? Are they necessary? Are they kind? Learn to filter your words through these three levels and let passes through of your utterance be kind and thoughtful. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. The fruits of these thoughts and these words, lastly, reflects the culmination of your thoughts and words. And as in Matthew 7:20 tells us, wherefore by the fruits ye shall be known. Just as a tree is known by its fruit, we too are known by our actions. Our deeds of compassion, kindness, and love build our character. An action at the end of each day, reflect on your actions. Were they aligned with your teachings or the teachings of Zoroaster and Yeshua? Or where did you fall short? How can you improve? This self-accountability becomes a mirror reflecting both your triumphs and showing you areas of growth. Now, it's important that you do these things to start your day. I know we're in a big hurry to go somewhere, but take a few moments and say some kindly prayers. Bless your body. Bless your life. Start the day off by saying, God Almighty, I am grateful for my life. Whatever you choose starts the process for the day. If you have a holdover of difficulties, anguish, arguments, problems, worries, stresses, this is the curtain that separates you from light. By starting the day with good words, good prayers, you have good thoughts, good words, and good deeds being initiated. And then at the end of the day, reflect back. How did I do today? Remember, my dear friends, this is not a checklist, but a cylindrical path. Good thoughts inspire good words. Good words provoke good deeds. And good deeds in turn nourish good thoughts. It is a divine cycle that refines us continually. it brings us even closer to the divine. Just as the ancient teachings of Zoroaster and of Jesus the Christ urge us to do today, truth is universal and it is eternal. O eternal wisdom, we thank you for the enlightening journey we've undertaken today. As we step into the world, let the virtues of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds guide us, that we may live lives worthy of your grace, and that we might come closer and closer to your bosom of love, unconditional love. Guide us, assist us, may our enemies be put asunder, may the angels show us the way. May we find our illumination in the words of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Amen, amen, and amen. I hope you enjoyed the sermon today. Is Linda going to play a little music for us again here? Thank you, Linda. As we are about to commence the virtual healing part of the service, I want to thank everybody that's made this possible today. It's a long weekend, and here we are as a community coming together. We miss each other, and we look forward to meeting each other wherever we are in the world. We also want to thank the people who are listening in on the Global Village radio broadcast of the spiritual healing, virtual spiritual healing service that we have here today. And wherever you are in the world, wherever you're listening to this in the upcoming time zones that you're in the archive version of this, we welcome you as part of our community and ask you to continue to send your emails and or your contributions and or your inquiries to the email addresses that are in the email you've received, or to go to the website internationalschooloftheprophets.com, and therefore then you may be guided further as to the Zoom meetings and the other services that we have. Today's sermon, Good Thoughts, Good Words, Good Deeds, have guided me in my past. I've decided to put forth in the upcoming services and events some reference to the former 18, now 19 spiritual deities that have come into my life that have guided me on my quest for spiritual illumination and truth. The one thing our ministry stands for is that we include the wisdom of the world's great religions. Who are we to decide, human beings, I mean, which is the right way, which is the right path, which is the right religion? Well, I don't think we're able and capable to comprehend that or to decide that, nor should we. God Almighty has sent the prophets and the holy beings, the angels, the watchers, to protect us and to guide us in times when it was necessary to do so. When we're on track and we're on the path, there's no need to send a Messiah, to send a Yeshua, the Savior, to send a Moses, to send a prophet and a religious figure. But in times past, it was necessary. We humans need a little nudge to get us back on the path all the time. And so today, in understanding that we are here as our ministry offering virtual healing prayers and energy, and I have been guided to do this since I was in my mid-20s, that where we are going from here on in is to take the word, and whatever that word ultimately is defined, whatever that we're supposed to do, will be made or revealed to us as we go through our steps. I want you to understand that it's very important that we have this community and we come together, because we are all inclusive. We welcome people from various beliefs. I came up a long time ago with a mission statement which says there are many paths up the same mountain, but there is only one peak. There are many approaches to God Almighty, but there is only one God Almighty. And however we approach God Almighty, whether it's in a community or whether it's individually, it doesn't really matter as long as you continue your approach, and that approach is through your belief. Virtual healing and virtual miracle healing is something that we have been doing for a long time and something this community should consider its cornerstone. The teachings of the wisdom we will, through the clergy and through the seminary, continue to expand so that you will find your inner way. But it isn't someday you're going to graduate. No matter what certificate you get from us, or what pin or acknowledgement or title you get, that doesn't matter. That is someday to signify your rite of passage. But your advancement starts today. How many of you have had a dream that's come true? How many had a vision? How many felt something? You knew something was going to happen and then it did. You just felt, thought that something might happen and then it did. That awareness, that's your spirit. That's your spirit in action. That's the language and the ability of the soul, which is natural. The thing that is not natural is people deny it. They belittle it. They don't understand it. And so part of our mission and part of our sermon today and part of my words right now, if I can put it in a plain way, when you ask a prayer to God, God Almighty, as you heard good thoughts, good words, good deeds, and you heard the words of Paul, even the smallest utterance of your words is heard. If they're beneficial, you're rewarded, so to speak. If they're not, well, you're punished, so to speak. I would say correct it. The point being is this. In an example of you praying to God, this occurred to me to tell you this today. If you go into your employer and you walk up boldly in front of the boss and say, I want a raise, how many times do you do that? Once. You don't leave the office and come back in 5 minutes later and say, I want a raise. And then perhaps 5 minutes after that, repeat that thing or the next day. How embarrassing would you feel if you did that? How aggravated would the boss feel, perhaps, if you did that? God does not get upset with you when you constantly pray over and over and over and over again for the same thing. But it is not necessary. If anything, it's a demonstration of your lack of faith. Remember this, God is not deaf, dumb, or blind. You ask sincerely. You can repeat the prayer in your mind. But if you come to understand, and this is going to take a lifetime, it's okay to do this, to repeat the prayer. But it's going to take a lifetime until you have developed the gift of faith. The gift of faith is like the gift of interpreting dreams, the gift of prophecy, the gift of healing. The gift of faith is to know without any doubt whatsoever that what you're asking for is going to happen. Make sense? So when I bless you here, I'm doing the blessing. I'm the minister. The clergy is assisting. You are assisting each other. But the divine is providing the virtue. We're the conduit. You're the receiver. God is the giver. To make it in the simplest terms, I say everybody's name here. That's because I'm acknowledging your name to the divine. I'm assisting you in the power of your prayer that you will be heard. There's no need to be blessed with virtue now and then to put your name in the chat 2 and 3 times or to send a letter to Joe asking for help and then to put your name in the chat again. Remember, how many times would you go into the boss and ask for a raise? Once is enough. But we understand. Sometimes virtual healing happens in a moment. Sometimes it's incrementally given and relief is found. Other times you just feel better every week and it's a slow process. I don't know why that happens. But it happens. I limp around with a cane, and people make fun of me. I know that. If you're such a good healer, why don't you heal up your hip? Well, the fact is I haven't had surgery for 20 years. I think that's a pretty good indication that I'm getting some blessing here. And then, of course, there's other things I should be doing. Stretches, exercise, et cetera, acupuncture, you know, whatever, chiropractic, whatever, therapy, massage. Yeah. I'm doing those things. Not as an act of lack of faith, but because those are part of the process, in the healing process. So whatever comes to you, if somebody says, here's some vitamins, that might be from the divine. If somebody says, here's a technique I can help you with, explore it. The worst thing you can possibly say is, no. I'm praying to God. God's going to heal me. Not realizing that what's coming to you is part of that healing that God is giving you. We are not smart enough to know the truth. We are not aware enough to know all things. So let us stumble through life like we're doing. Let us pray for the best. Let us hope for the best. And let us do everything we possibly can to make it happen. And then you will have a blessing of a dream, a vision that will show you what's going to happen. And you'll know you're going to be well. Many people have come to us in events and they have come right up to the front, pushed their way through the crowds. And I've been surrounded by thousands of people wanting me to touch them in Poland and Spain and other places. They know in their mind all they need to do is to touch me and they're going to be better. And they have. Other people have, without ceremony, come by, and I was selling books. I did a little virtue healing on their head. Their headaches went away, but so did the tumors that were the cause of the headaches. I don't know what's going to happen. I only know that I am the conduit, and I have chosen and prayed to do this. It didn't happen by chance. You are doing the same, and I love you for it. I'm encouraging you to do so. My comments today are to help you to understand you only need to ask once. But every time you come by here every week, we bless you every week. We ask on your behalf. We have an urgent prayer group that prays for people when you get into trouble. Don't forget to use it. ManyMansions.helpline@gmail.com. Use it. Don't think that you're going to wear that out by asking for help. Not at all. We're here to help you. We are a community. When you can't go anyplace else, turn to the community. Turn to God Almighty. Be grateful for your lives. That's part of what we are. Ha, Satan is going to push back. But if you ever read about the jinn, the negative entities, the elementals, the poltergeists, incubus or succubus, or whatever name they're known by, they don't do this themselves. They influence people to do bad things. Think about that. Of all the stories, of all the teachings, that negative force influences people to do bad things. I've challenged the devil myself. I regretted it because it made my life crappy for years. But the devil never showed up. The devil is a liar. The devil is a coward. And the devil has no real authority or power unless you give the dark forces fear, worry, anxiety. And by doing that, you're turning yourself away from God. Not to be naive, but you turn towards God and say, bless me, I need opportunities. I need money. I need healing. I need. Please provide me the way and means to find that solution. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not just going to win the lottery one day, or somebody's going to give you an inheritance, or the next door neighbor is going to say, here, have this old car. All those things have happened. That's God in action. And those unexpected blessings are kind of little, you know, perks from the cosmos. Otherwise, you do everything you can to make that prayer happen. You have a sore arm, get it massaged. But I have seen people with arthritic bodies being able to bend over in a moment and the arthritic condition vanished. We have seen people near death the next day walk out of the hospital. And of course, their relatives are saying, boy, they really did good at the hospital. You know, that super experimental medicine that they gave them. Yeah, right. It's called virtue. We know. And that's why we can give a wink and a nod to each other when we know when somebody's received a blessing. Quietly, we acknowledge it. Don't be boastful. And those are the parameters for what we're about to do today. And I'm mentioning this in addition to the sermon today so that you understand you're important. God listens to you. You only have to ask once, sincerely, and with great expectation that your prayer is going to be heard. And what you need is going to be provided. But my mentor, Reverend Alec Holmes, told me there's two aspects to prayer. There's the asking and there's the taking. So when something comes to you, don't be stubborn or, you know, get a little uppity. Don't be too proud. Take it. Because God provides incrementally, little bit at a time. And if you read the good book, you'll find that Yeshua taught that God always begins with a seed. So if you want to make a lot of money, you don't need a lot of money to make money. You need a little bit. If you want to have peace in your mind, then you start by being peaceful as much as you can a little bit at a day. And when you're scared stiff, when the world looks like the world's going to get up and bite you and destroy you, stand still, be calm. I'm not going to guarantee you this, but I'm going to assure you that everything will settle down. And if you look back in your history, you'll find that there were times of great crisis. What happened? They went away. You're here today. Hallelujah. This is a praise for God. So it's important that you understand this, because we've been getting some requests lately, and we've been getting people asking about virtue healing. And it's important. I'm going to repeat this message from time to time, as the clergy will in the future, as you will as well, to understand with great faith, you just need to ask once. And it's okay to be a little impatient and maybe ask every other day, or say, the sooner the better, please. It's okay. Whatever you choose to do, it's okay. But bear in mind the fundamental that God is not deaf, not dumb, and not blind. And if you want to go even further in your sojourn and understanding as to your spiritual journey and your spiritual advancement, you will understand that God gave you the problem in the first place. Yes. Somewhere, somehow, there is some virtue in this challenge that you're receiving. And if God gave it to you in the first place, then there must be a purpose. And if there's a purpose, there must be a solution. What's the only thing that's going to change? You. You've received the challenge. How are you going to handle it? And it's necessary to receive the challenges so that you have the rite of passage to get from here to where you're supposed to be. And if you fail, you know what happens. You get to come back in another time, another experience, and do it all over again until you get it right. That's not bad. That's not punishment. That's just the way it is. Trial and error. We're humans. Once you ask and you're sincere and you believe what you're asking, you need what you're asking, you do everything you possibly can, in the words of Reverend Alec Holmes, to seize it, take it, and keep it. If you pray for money and you get a lot of money that comes to you, don't give it to your relatives. Quietly say thank you, and you're safe. Remember, wisdom comes slowly, and wisdom comes at the behest of making all kinds of mistakes. Sometimes foolish ones, sometimes difficult ones, sometimes painful ones. But you learn. And that is the value, that's the virtue of what happened to you. I don't need to sit here and go through all of you on the screen, but I will. And many of you reported to me, you felt the whole room full up with love. You felt a bolt of lightning go through your body. You felt instant relief of some emotional discomfort or pain. Your headache vanished. Joe's been getting testimonials from you. Thank you. We want to hear more of that. We want to put it in the newsletter that something happened to you. You know why? Not for any boastful effect, but for your acknowledgement that you are witnessing that this actually happened. Some divine benefit came to you through virtue or otherwise, and you are relieved. It's important to you, not to me, to you. And by virtue of you telling the people around you, you know, my shoulder works fantastic now. They'll say, yeah, you know, my knee's working better too. And you know those headaches I used to get? Gone. Or they'll realize and remember, yeah, I used to get those terrible headaches and my sinuses, they're gone. Oh my gosh. That's how virtue works. It's intelligent. It knows what you need before you need to know. And it does what you need to know. Or sorry, it does what you need before you need to know or even know. That's what I mean to say. It's amazing stuff. We're selling it by the cup. Please buy one, $20 or more, okay? And that gives us hope to carry on. Life is supposed to be challenging. Life is supposed to be amazing. And life is. If you consider your life and all the things you've done, don't look back at the bad things. Look back at the good things. Here you are, part of a community. We are here to save the world. How? By pointing out the wisdom of the ages and the teachings of the Christ consciousness. And the thing that people are going to believe is that they too can demonstrate spiritual gifts. They too have felt virtue go through them. They too have come to the belief by example and by practical aspects of receiving virtue that there is something in the great beyond, that they received a blessing. And then to get over that intellectual doubt to say, well, that was just chance, that was luck, I'm imagining it. No, keep up your prayers. Keep up your expectations. Every day when you start your day, if you remember, say, God Almighty, I am grateful for my life. And if you want to add something of service, you say, I'm grateful for my life, what would you have me do with this day? But just by saying, I am grateful for my life, that's good enough. You want to add more to it? You can. You don't have any problems, any circumstances or difficulties that you cannot overcome. As long as you keep looking for a solution, going here and there and everywhere you possibly can, you will find a solution. Usually, as the gods play with us, at the last minute, just before the wire, there comes the Savior, the person that you need to know, who has the information or knows exactly what you need to help you. They show up out of nowhere. Many times that's happened in my life. But you have to take the steps to get there. And if you're an impatient man like me, you have to realize to slow down to see more. Less is better. Think about what's being presented, and then you won't pass by an opportunity. So today, as we are here on a holiday weekend, as we're coming together, and there's 48 of us here, and I can see you on the indicator, remember, by the end of the summer, we wanted to double our attendance. And it's okay to brag us up a bit. It's okay to talk to people you know and say, well, give them a chance. The first thing they'll say to you is, no thanks, I don't want any part of it. Don't stop. They're just saying to you, this is true. They're not saying, I don't want any part of it. They're saying, I want to know more about it. Explain it to me in a way that I can accept. And our cornerstone is this. We're all inclusionary. We believe in one God. And we believe because we are demonstrating and developing the spiritual gifts or abilities, usually through dreams and visions. This virtue healing is not magic. It has a process, and we know that we have a spiritual lesson to learn. And yes, you may have had difficult times back in the church, whatever background you have, but it wasn't the church, it was the people in the church who were proclaiming things and ordering things and being nasty and mean and teaching and preaching one thing that we will not do here, and that is, they were preaching and teaching fear. We will not do that here. We will teach and preach hope and love and compassion and forgiveness. And that is why your friend should be here with you on the screen. That is why in the future, when we have our congregations in person, there will be several hundred, if not several thousand people coming, because they want to pick up the ambience, the energy of people who are expressing good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Make sense? Okay, I'm going to try to share my screen and we'll do the virtual healing. We're going to listen to the lovely Kalyani's music, which I believe I heard in a vision a long time ago. Whoops. If I can find it, here we go. Okay, I'm going to start the music. And hopefully it'll play. Listen to the sounds. Concentrate on where you need the healing energy. Praise God in your way that you're receiving a blessing. When I pray to God, I am not praying to somebody invisible. I am not praying to somebody or something I hope is listening. When I am praying, as you should, we are praying to our Heavenly Father, to the Almighty God, who is everywhere, who knows our thoughts and our hearts, who knows with great wisdom what we need to know and find out in our life. And as we go through this life, let us come to a greater understanding of just how important we are. Listen to the music, let your soul rise. Straighten your posture. Take a breath. Feel the energy. It's all around you. Life force is everywhere. And for those who are here and you wish to accept the blessing, hold your hands this way. For those who are here and you wish to bless the rest of us that are here, hold your hands this way. As we ask, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of all that is virtuous and loving, creative and divine, in the name of our elder brother, Yeshua the Savior, or Jesus the Christ, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of the saints and divine beings above who are meaningful to us and who watch over us, we ask for virtue to go out to everyone that is here today and to those who are meaningful to them, their family, their friends, their neighbors. We ask with expectation that they will be blessed with virtue. In the name of all that is holy, we ask for this virtue energy to go to them. Dear God Almighty, let them be blessed with peace. Let their hearts be filled with enthusiasm and peace. Let their lives be filled with all that they need physically, financially. May sustenance and prosperity come to them. May they feel the love that you send. May they feel the abundance that surrounds them. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for the wisdom that we have gained this day and all the days in our lives so far, that we will apply this wisdom, that we will forgive ourselves for our mistakes, the things we should have done and could have done. Those are but lessons to show us what we ought to do now. We ask for this loving force to go through us easily and comfortably. For you know what we need even before we ask. We ask for virtue, that all-powerful creative force, the gift that is in life that makes things grow, to go through every cell of our body easily and comfortably, bringing about perfection, casting out invading forces of disease, virus, bacteria, allowing the body's own rebuilding structure, its immune system, its cell production system, its ability to get rid of all sorts of disease, infection, easily and comfortably. Let us be strengthened. Let us have hope in our mind. Let us be determined that we're going to be well. And let that determination continue to foster good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Whatever's holding us back, we ask for this to be removed. Whatever inadequacies there are, may they be remedied, that we can find our way. Let us not be quick to anger. Let us be slow to emotional responses, taking consideration of what is the truth.
knowing that it really doesn't matter in the end. Those things that try us, those things that provoke us, they are but the instruments, the tools to teach us how to be in control of ourselves. It is a difficult life. It is a difficult path because it is a human life and a purpose for our soul to experience these challenges. Once in every 10 years, there's a major issue to overcome. Yes, there's a lesson that is beneficial to our soul. Let us meet these challenges joyfully. But we need some assurance. We need some light. We need some direction to give us hope. Hope is the magic that will change the world. Hope begins with a single person, and it spreads. It's contagious. It goes to other people, and hope manifests easily and comfortably throughout our community and throughout our country and throughout our world. For whatever purpose the world is going through this time of extremes and times of chaos, we know that order will be the end result sooner or later. We pray it will be sooner. But your will, not ours, be done. We ask for the blessing to go through each and every one that is here today. We ask for a blessing to someone in the 585. We ask for Celeste and Will Santos and Jean, MOI, to Brandon, to JP, to Carol's phone, to Jesus, to PJ, to Karen M, to Kerry, to Linda E, to Linda D, to the Many Mansions community, to John, to William, to Vivian, to Babette, to Larry, Angie and baby Elsie, Jim and Cherie, Robert and Janet, to Nanda, blessings to Fernando, GLS, Regine, to Anne Pilgrims, to Tomas, to Tim, to Joy, to Jack and Sandy, to Bettina, to Reverend Michael Irving, to Marg, to Diana D, to Tim C, to Santiago, to Beverly, to Maria, to Gaetan, to Joe, to Sue, to Carol S, to Reverend Douglas Bentley, to Patty, to Jamie, to myself, to Paul Hughes, and to Mark. And I trust I've got everyone. We ask for this blessing to go to them now, easily and comfortably going through their body. Feel the energy, feel the love. Know that God is an endless source of creativity. The words you have heard today are meaningful. They give you hope and opportunity to evolve yourself into a spiritual being. Your life is a life well spent as you seek to come closer and closer to God Almighty, to understand the spiritual world and the physical world, this duality that we live in. That you advance yourself over the trials and tribulations. You walk out of the desert of despair. You walk across the boulders and the stones of hardship. You walk into the green grassy fields of reward and virtue. And you walk up to the top of that hill, that mountain, to come closer to God Almighty, knowing that your journey has been worth it. There are no difficulties cannot be overcome. There is no darkness, there is no night. On the plains that await your soul, reach out and reach your goal. Use your dreams to be your compass and your guiding light. Know that you are loved. You are important. Like every brick in a wall, every brick is important. If it is missing, it is not a wall, and the wall can falter. Together, like little bricks in a wall, we make up a huge fortress. And God protects us, each and every one. We'll ask for a blessing now for each and every one. Think of the area where you would like that blessing. You want to see your bank account and have more money. You want to see your body have more health. You want to be relieved of any worries in your mind. You want your heart to be filled, comfort and peace or love. Reach out and reach your goal. God is like the ocean, and you are approaching the ocean to get some water. The ocean doesn't mind that you take the water for your life, for your sustenance. You get to choose if you come with a cup, a bucket, or a truck. You can take as much as you want. The only thing stopping you is you. You are a fountain of love. You are a fountain of ideas. You are a fountain of energy. The provider of the water for the fountain is God Almighty. Take as much as you want and trust that more is coming. Have the trust of a seed that is put into the ground. It goes in with a time of darkness. It germinates. And out of that one seed comes a plant that grows tall in the sun and fulfills its purpose. It bears fruit from that single seed that is multiple times what it was. Such is you, such is your life. Think of all the things that you've done in life, that you've helped others, you've improved the lives of others. If you weren't here, many would have suffered, but you are here and you walk through life. You've touched many lives. Take joy in that. Understand this is where your mind should be, seeing those accomplishments and seeing how great you have been in your life, how wonderful you've been at certain times in your life. Perhaps you've made mistakes, but you've learned from them. Now, be a magnet for wealth. Be a magnet for health. These are forces of nature. We call it virtue. Let it come to you easily and comfortably. I know what you're thinking, and I wish I was there too, with you, every step of the way. God loves you. As a community, we love each other the best we can. We find within ourselves support for those times when we falter. And this is where we need a community to lift us up, to let us cry, to let us find joy, to overcome the darkness, to push away those dark forces of negativity. Feel the love that God sends. You are not alone. Think you're lucky. Think you're healthy. See all the benefits you've received today. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Savior, and the wisdom of Zoroaster and other great prophets in the past, to the wisdom that is available to us today. Help us find our inner way, God Almighty. Let us feel the benefit easily and comfortably of your virtue, of your healing force. Remove our aches and pains. Allow our body to be stronger. Let our minds be filled with dedication, purpose, and enthusiasm. Let our heart be filled with peace. No matter what our concern is, there's always a solution. We just have to take the steps that are sometimes difficult to take. But with your guidance and with you on our side, who can be against us? Everything is possible for God. Pray you must. Seek solutions and knock on any door that you think has a solution. Take action to seize the solution to your prayer. In the name of all that is holy, I bless you. I ask on your behalf, in the name of God Almighty, for virtue to come into your body now, to course through your body like a river of love, repairing, replenishing, and removing any difficulty from your life now. Feel the life. Feel the love. Feel the enthusiasm. Know that God is blessing you. finally, if there are any special requests, we'll have them now, Patty, if you have a few names.
Yes, I do. For Denise, for success to gain employment.
Dear Lord God Almighty, the community asked for this person to gain employment, for opportunities for employment, for opportunities to find sustenance, prosperity, and plenty. The sooner, the better. Amen.
For High and her family to be consoled over the death of their loved one.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the angels of comfort to come to this family, to allow them to go through this time of remembrance and grief, to understand that life moves on to a higher dimension, that they are not alone, and that that person is, that soul is guided to the higher dimensions easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Terry, relief from a stroke.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the forces of reconstruction and benefit go through Terry's body easily and comfortably, removing any difficulties and allowing the effects of the stroke to wear off and the body to recover, the sooner the better. Amen.
For David, for success from the surgeries that he has had for his eyes, heart, kidney, and that he be relieved of pain.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the body to be accepting of the surgery, to heal quickly, and that the success will be the outcome of his healing, that the body has undergone this change and transformation for good health. May virtue go through the body easily and comfortably, healing this body completely now. Amen.
For Frida, relief from Lyme disease.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask virtue to go through this body to eradicate the Lyme disease in this body, to weaken it and to eliminate it and to expel it from the body, the sooner the better. Amen.
For John, relief from numbness in his hands and for relief from a heart valve condition.
Dear Lord God Almighty, for John, we ask for relief in the body and the repair of a heart valve reconstruction easily and comfortably. And virtue will go through the body, mending and healing the body easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Kath Ann, relief from lupus.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the power of virtue to go through this body to remove any condition of bacteria or virus, in particular the disease of lupus, easily and comfortably, with great power and cleansing effect. Let the virtue be flowing through this body now. Amen.
For Mary, for strength to walk.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go into this body, that there will be strength given for this body to walk, to be ambulatory, to gain strength, that the muscles will benefit by the virtue going through them easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For John, relief from leukemia and bladder issues.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through the body of John, removing his difficulty of his bladder and other health issues easily now. Amen.
For Tom, relief from diabetes and the neuropathy that has affected him.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through Tom's body, cleansing the body, removing the poisons from the body easily now, that the body will grow in strength and have life force increasing easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Mike, relief from imbalance and hearing problems.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through Mike's body to remove any impediments, difficulties, blockages in the hearing mechanism or system, including between the ears, increasing the balance, usually uncomfortably. We are grateful for the virtue as it cleanses this body now. Amen.
The last request is from one of our people that is participating in today's service, requesting that virtual healing be given to all of our wonderful members of many mansions and their loved ones.
God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, hear this prayer as it comes from the community. We welcome this prayer, these blessings of virtue, of guidance, of strength that will allow us to find our way as we go through this darkness and this confusion, to bring light into the world and to each other in the community. Let each and everyone realize how important they are. We are grateful for this prayer, a blessing from within, asking for love, virtue, strength, inspiration, enthusiasm to assist our community, that it will grow into a worldwide plant of peace, that it will bring light throughout all the four corners of the world and beyond. We are grateful. We are grateful for your opportunity to be of service, each and every one that is here today. We are grateful for the virtue that courses through our physical bodies, through our minds and our hearts, and also that has illuminated our soul to this day. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are grateful for our lives and we are grateful for this time together. We are grateful for the revelations that will be given in our dreams, for the healings and the benefits and the prosperity that we'll receive in our bodies, our lives, and to those that are meaningful to us. May God be praised, the one true God, God Almighty. Amen, amen, and amen. And finally, a closing prayer. Dear God Almighty, we are grateful for the evidence that we receive each and every day of your presence. We are grateful to see the incremental increase in our spiritual awareness and the development of our own spiritual gifts. We are grateful for the small things, the coincidences, the chances, those things of luck. We are grateful that you are watching over us, that we are forewarned, that we make good choices for our prosperity, for our health, and for our life. Send us love, God Almighty, and let that love bring a spirit of contentment, fulfillment, enthusiasm for life, that we will find ourselves easily and comfortably living a life of peace, of plenty, that we will demonstrate kindness and respect for each other, and that we will take your words, good thoughts, good words, and good deeds each and every day, as this will set ourselves on the path to righteousness. In the name of Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Family, the saints and avatars and divine beings above who watch over us, to our guardian angels and to the angels of the universe that bring messages of hope, we pray for the protection of children, especially that vision we've had where the children were going to be harmed in revenge. We ask that this situation be deterred, be put away, be put asunder. We pray for the protection of the children everywhere in the world. In the name of all that is holy, amen. Bless each and every one of us. Amen. We are grateful for our lives and for this day to be together. Amen. I'll turn the service back over to Reverend Douglas.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I would like also to express a prayer of gratitude myself. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you for all the wondrous blessings in our entire life. Help us always to deal with life's challenges with calmness, confidence, compassion, and trust in your love and guidance. As we move ever forward on our spiritual path, following our destiny in keeping with your will, please bless us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Many mansions, mission speak. Our mission is to speak of God Almighty, endeavor, and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of heaven above. In this understanding, we may move forward to develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in the holy books. The spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty, as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Well said, Mark. At this point in time, remember, we need contributions. You can go to the website that's in the sacred scroll newsletter. We also have, for a small donation of $20 or more, this wonderful cup of hope. And we have, for just a few dollars more, or a few requests, we have these pins of hope. Okay. And you can go to manymansionssc.org for the website, and you can go to the email address. It's in the either in the chat or the website, and we would appreciate your contributions. The Many Mansions centers.org, we have holy water available, and you're also welcome to request that through the email addresses that are there, and we will assist you in that regard. I believe, how many of you are receiving the, I guess we could have a show of hands, but how many are receiving the Sacred Scroll newsletter? Okay, I hope you're enjoying it. If you haven't received it, you can go to the internationalschooloftheprophets.com and sign up to receive it there. And that's going to be on a special mailing list for members in the community. I will be adding a copy of today's sermon and some of the other aspects that have been going on in the community as well, and how to get a hold of the various people in the community. If you're looking for help or if you're looking for guidance, we will have courses and classes coming up in the fall. This Wednesday's class is not available for the next week or two, as we're going through from one segment to another, and we'll be upgrading and advancing that in the very near future. I hope you've enjoyed the day today, and that it's a long weekend, and here we are all together. I hope it was a time well spent. I'm looking forward to seeing you persuade gently your friends and relatives, or perhaps people you meet. Remember always, there are people out there looking to find us. they're not sure what church to believe. They're not sure what religion to believe. They're looking for somebody just like us. All my life, I've sought the spiritual worlds. I've looked to masters. I've had deities show up in my dreams and visions, 19 of them. And they come from the various religions. Our mission is plain. Our teachings are based on the Christian religion because I was born into this religion, baptized in United Church. And so my calling is in that general direction, but it is also a calling of all inclusionary religions and peoples from all over the world. And I have traveled all over the world, and I have been involved in various other religious ceremonies, temples, cathedrals, churches. And so I think this is where we're headed. So if you know somebody that is looking for some healing or benefit, please let Joe know through the helpline, but try to get them to come to our presentation here. Today was a little longer service than intended, but we covered a lot of ground. And I think it's important that you know that you're an ambassador. And if you bring somebody into our community and they receive their miracle blessing, that's got to say something of benefit to yourself. Share the light. Don't be ashamed of your faith. Don't be ashamed that you believe that dreams can come true or that virtue healing is a real, real, real demonstration of faith. Be proud. I guarantee you will have revealing dreams, dreams of revelation. You will know the future, your future, and how to benefit by it. Angels will talk to you. If you feel unworthy, you are wrong. You'll be wrong until it happens, and then you'll be amazed. But it will happen. I can guarantee that one. And with that, we will turn the rest of the service over if there's more announcements to be made and to the social time that's coming up. We will have a lot of other events in the fall coming up where we're redoing things and we're expanding. To everyone listening on the radio, wherever you are in the world, I trust that you've enjoyed the service today. Please feel free to go to the International School of the Prophets and sign up for further information or to the other various websites that are available there. I want to thank Paul, our producer, Paul Hughes, for producing the radio show. I want to thank Patty for helping to organize and participate throughout the week, helping with the newsletter and with today's organization of the service. I want to thank Reverend Doug Bentley for emceeing and participating as a clergy. Also Reverend Michael Irving. And we have Mark Galloway here. Dave is away, apparently. Deacon Dave is away. We have also Linda, who has been, I want to thank her for participating in the music. She's worked very hard to try to get the music running properly today. And also to Jack and his lovely wife, Sandy, who are standing by and have helped to produce the Zoom meeting. And also I want to thank all those people who have been participatory in our Many Mansions organization, from Tim in Montreal to Anne Pilgrims in Kitchener, to the various other people that are here who have been members or directors of the organization. And for those people who are willing to contribute to our organization, we do need some money. And we are also starting the building fund. And if you wish to make it known that you would like to contribute some money to the On the Road to Campbellford, to our healing center, our virtual healing miracle water center there, please send your name in to Patty, and she'll put you on the list. We have a short list of people who would like to financially contribute to that location when we find it and when we do the deal. we'll know how much we need. But if you want to contribute some money, $10,000, $50,000, $5,000, please let Patty know. This is a very serious undertaking. And we have done this before in Hamilton, where we bought our Many Mansions Spiritual Center for somewhere around $400,000 in the same way. If God moves you to do so, let Patty know that you're interested. No obligation at this point. And I want to thank Maria from Spain, who has been my very close friend and companion, who has helped me go out through all the places in the world, from Buenos Aires to Alasud in Norway and all other countries in between. Thank you for your lovely accompaniment always. I want to thank everybody who is participatory here. I want to thank Joe for his participation in helping with the counseling of people on the helpline. And there are other people who have offered to do something. We're not sure what you want to do. I know we've had one other person last week ask, send an email to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com and say you'd like to help some way, and then enter into a discussion with Joe about what you would like to do. We have many people who have contributed here before. Will Santos, if he's here today, has been a big contributor in the past. Several other people have contributed infrequently, and we are very grateful for that. You can go to the International School of Prophets or the other websites or even my own website, DouglasJamesCottrell.com, if you wish to make a contribution to us or to me. I very much would appreciate that. What other organization sells hope by the cup? Come on. You can throw in $20, $30, and you'll get one of these sent specially right to your home address by the lovely hands of Jack and his lovely wife, Sandy. I don't know if you do that, Sandy, but anyway, I'll talk it up. This is a great thing. The holy water, which we should have a bottle of showing you here, but apparently Dave, who's in charge of that, is not here today. What's the address again that people can expeditiously order this cup of hope, Jack? What's it? So I don't mess it up.
Oh, yeah. Go to manymansionssc.org or the email address, mmsc.usa@gmail.com.
Say that again slowly.
mmsc.usa@gmail.com.
Great. Now, these are our limited edition, first edition, so you got to act fast. Okay. Okay, a cup of hope. This is a fantastic idea. It will also help you remember that virtue is everywhere and that you, each and every one of you, is an ambassador for hope. Okay? The holy water is also available. It's blessed. And if you want to find out more about that, Reverend Bentley, what's the email address people can hear? Email for about that to hear more about that.
manymansions144@gmail.com.
Okay, say it again.
manymansions144@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, so with that, I'll retire. I'll let you enjoy it. Patty, do we have any announcements from your desk?
No.
Okay.
I put several of the email addresses in the chat, though, for everyone to see.
Okay, thank you kindly. For whatever reason, my chat's not open here on my screen, so I couldn't see that. So one last time. For whoever's in the 585 area code, we're asked for a blessing of abundance and prosperity to that person, to Celeste, to Jean, to MOL, to Brandon, to Joy, to Carrie, to Linda D, to Many Mansions Spiritual Centers Organization, to William, to Vivian, to Bettina, to John, to Jim and Cherie, to Tim, to Tomas, to Ann Pilgrims, to GLS, to Nanda Fernanda and her brother Fernando, to Marg Special, Michael, Reverend Michael Irving, to Jack and Sandy, to Diana, to Tim C. Here we go. There it is. They come in two colors, apparently. To Santiago, to Beverly, to Maria, to Joe, to Reverend George Bentley, to Patty, to Jamie, to Paul Hughes, producing the radio show, to Mark for your extra special introduction today, and to myself. Now, it comes in blue and it comes in white. You know, for $50, you could get a blue one and a white one. Okay, listen, I love you guys. I love you so much. I miss you a lot. And I hope to see you very soon somewhere down the line. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my friends. Max is here at the floor. You know, he's keeping the rug warm. He's doing his job. And I'll say goodbye until next time. God bless everybody. Have a good long week.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell and Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.